culture where I have lived is something that I couldn't imagine that could have happened to anyone. And I was sent to prison in like so fast. I should have had time with my lawyer to analyze the documents that were supporting the, hold on a second, supporting the accusation. But no, I was sent to prison 8 months. Nobody reviewed the documentation. Nobody found out those things that were not consistent. Those things that I have no answers, and there are no answers in the file. That happened to everyone, and that's scary. That's really scary, because it happened to me, could happen to anyone, and something must be done. And here in Uruguay, I am like fighting with a wall. Imagine, I offer just to provide all the passwords so they can review my equipment without any problem. I offer them. I asked for a review of a third party. They denied everything without a justification. They didn't justify the things that they denied. So it's basically, I am powerless against a system that is powerful. And here, there's not much more than I can do than just go on with the system where the judge has no knowledge about all these things related to computer-related crime. She doesn't have to know, but she has to have competent people that give support to the judge in order to understand the problem. But those people are incompetent, and she has to trust them. So I'm in a situation that is really, really sad, and I don't find a solution for this, because I did all I could to have a fast process to clear things fast, but now the system has its time, it's taking ages, and all the answers that I get are not reasonable, and I don't know what's going to be the end of all this, but it's obviously not fair for me, and it shouldn't be like this. There should be a change. It's obvious.
Well, personally, I agree wholeheartedly. So we have the first question coming in from the audience, who I think is still digesting what you just said. And I remember during the video, you mentioned, like, when you came back to your apartment, that there were like 30 hard disk drives kind of spread across the floor. And the question is that, obviously, can you add some more context? It wasn't 100% clear. What was the purpose of those 30 hard drives? What's the content? Were these your own, or did somebody throw them onto your floor? Can you just add a bit more background information and add context, please?
Yes, sure. That's a good question. Basically, I was doing a research. I was buying used hard disk drive for computers that were being sent to trash, and I got them for almost nothing, for a very low prices. I got hard disk drives, and I was doing a research about what information those hard disk drives had. For example, there were hard disk drives for companies, and I could see that they didn't have any kind of measure to wipe the information, to delete the information before sending the computers to trash. So I bought that for that purpose. They were mine, and I'm actually lucky that in part that they left them, because the contents were not mine. Actually, I it's a Pandora box. I didn't know what they could have found, and probably it would meant more problems to me. But yeah, they were mine, and I have to add, not only that, I said 30 hard disk drive, but I also left 3 computers, 3 cell phones, among other things, that they didn't say.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. So on one hand, with what you did, it wasn't only environmentally friendly, like recycling the stuff, but also obviously checking how companies or owners of computers deal with the data stored on those HDDs. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's lack of awareness. I mean, here in Uruguay, we need a lot of awareness about information security. We are, well, compared, I think it's all the same. The justice, the police, the companies are all at the same level of maturity in terms of information security. We are like 1,000 years behind the rest of the world.
Wow. So at the moment we didn't get any additional questions, and this is not because people aren't interesting. I think again, it is absolutely unbelievable, and I think hard for the people to believe that this is actually in a reality in, you know, the year 2019 / the year 2020. Give me 1 second, because now my pad also just crashed. Feedback I'm getting is thanks for the talk. What a horrifying story. And then of course a question that is also you know, coming to my mind. You're saying that the case still isn't over yet for you. So question from the audience now is, are you still facing the fallout of all this, and how are you doing today?
Yeah, I mean, it's been very complicated for me. It's not easy, and spending time in prison, it's something that leave scars in you. It changes you. I mean, somebody with my profile that is not violent, it has never committed a crime, is from one day to another introduced into an environment full of violence, full of drugs, full of things that you are not used to be around. And 8 months in that environment causes you health problems. It's not easy to deal with that. I mean, I never thought I would have to go to prison. And well, after I was released, incredible, the director of a security company in South America contacted me, and he offered me a pen testing position. So I was like, in society here and anywhere in the world, they don't see me as a criminal. They don't consider me as a criminal. And actually, in the market, they actually see it as a plus, as a bonus. If you spend time in prison, it's like your market value goes up. Like, I don't know, Kevin Mitnick, all the most famous hackers spend time in prison, so it's like your status goes up. But okay, I wish I wouldn't have to leave that, and I didn't accept the position because I was coping with some post-traumatic stress disorder and other conditions that were direct caused by the prison time, and I had a lot of offers to work from many companies in Uruguay and other countries that I had to reject, because my doctor that is treating me, he doesn't recommend me to enter into any position that requires a lot of responsibility. So that's the pay, that's the price that I am paying right now for all that. So it's not nice. But I am living, and I can't change the past. I hope to change the future. I hope to be the last person that lived something like this in Uruguay. And with all the elements that I have, I think eventually the case will close in my favor. I mean, if it's not, I could eventually go to an international tribunal in The Hague or I don't know. And in that scenario, there's no chance I can lose. But that involves a lot of energies, time, money, that after 3 years, I have lost a lot of energies and my health. I need to take care of my health, so I have to put everything in a balance and decide what to do. Do I go with this till the end? I would like to, because if I do, I know I will win, and that will, yes or yes, make things change in Uruguay if I do that. But on the other hand, I have to think of my health and my family, and this hasn't been easy for any of us.
Yeah, I understand. And so what do you think if you have the energy at all to think about it? Not sure if I would have it, to be perfectly honest with you. What do you think would need to happen in your country in order for the system to change? Is it a lack of education related to cybersecurity topics in general? Is it a problem that lies within the legal system in total? But I mean, you mentioned that even Interpol got involved and they didn't behave any better. So any thoughts on that? So how do you think, or what would need to be done that it won't happen again, and that your case will be closed pretty quickly, and of course to your